It's Tuesday, November 7th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. It was the deadliest church shooting in American history. The 27 fatalities in the Texas church massacre Sunday included one unborn child and three generations of church members from 18 months to 77 years old. About half of the victims were children. And now, details concerning the mass murder at the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, Texas, are surfacing. Devin Kelly was once involved with the Vacation Bible School at the church and led Bible studies, but subsequently he became an avowed atheist. 2 Peter 2:20 through 21 says, "For if after they had escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment." Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton shared his first reaction to the Texas church shooting with the Worldview.
I was stunned. You don't expect that anywhere in Texas, let alone in a church, despite the fact that, you know, we've seen it in Las Vegas and Florida and New York. You just don't think of it happening in your own backyard.
Paxton addressed the assertion that mental illness was a factor in the mind of Devin Patrick Kelly.
You always think somebody like this is crazy, right? But he also went in there with a very methodical plan, which he was very methodical about making sure he shot as many people as possible. And had those other two guys not stepped in, it's likely that everybody in that church would have been dead. I don't know if that's mental illness or he's just a really evil person.
Stay tuned for my Worldview special report containing additional thoughts from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, including his counsel to liberals, to churches, and to believers. It's all on tap immediately following today's newscast. According to faith-based security research, there have been 574 violent deaths in churches and ministries since 1999, averaging 70 deaths per year since 2013. In the early 2000s, total deaths averaged 10 per year. Only 27% occur within the church building. Galatians 5:19 and 22 says, "The works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: wrath, strife, seditions, envying, murders. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith." Parents are asking doctors to euthanize their handicapped children, according to a report from the Canadian Pediatric Society. A full 118 doctors say they have had these conversations with parents of handicapped or seriously ill children. The Netherlands and Belgium are the only two nations that allow assisted suicide for children. China has taken major steps to oppose Christian work with North Koreans. The Chinese government has deported hundreds of South Korean pastors who have supported North Korean refugees who have escaped their country into China, according to the UK Express. Every South Korean church in the city of Changchun has been closed just over the last few weeks. Pray that the sovereign God over all the powers of the earth would intervene for these Christian churches and that the gates of hell would not prevail. 58% of millennials would prefer to live in a communist, socialist, or fascist nation than to live in a capitalist nation, according to a new survey from Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. 59% of the rest of Americans would prefer a capitalist nation. Although the survey found that 71% of millennials had no idea how to define communism. The polls have finally closed for the Australian postal vote on marriage for those who live in unnatural desires, males for males, and females for females. Over 12 million Australians have cast ballots, making up over 78% of eligible voters. The Essential Poll Organization says that 64% of Australians voted yes to the abominable practice, as it is described in Scripture. Australia is one of the last of the Western countries to move in this direction. The founding pastor of the largest megachurch in South Carolina is getting a divorce. Perry Noble confessed to an alcohol problem last year, and he told the Christian Post last week about the divorce with his wife of 17 years. Stay tuned for more reaction to the Texas church shooting from the Lone Star State's Attorney General immediately following the newscast. And finally, Carl Lentz, the Hillsong megachurch pastor in New York, was interviewed on ABC's national talk program, The View. Joy Behar asked him about the murder of unborn babies.
So it's not a sin in your church to have an abortion?
That's the kind of conversation we would have, finding out your story, where you're from, what
work
you believe.
Through it, like talking
yeah,
about
I mean, God's the judge. People have to live to their own convictions. And mm-hmm. I think if I have to tell you, that's such a broad question to me.
Proverbs 25:26 reminds us that a righteous man falling down before the wicked is as a troubled fountain and a corrupt spring. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, November 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for my Worldview Special Report. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton was grateful that two Good Samaritans took a stand against 26-year-old Devin Kelly, who had just killed 27 people and injured another 20 during the Sunday morning service at First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Stephen Williford was the sharp-shooting plumber who managed to shoot Kelly, prompting him to flee the scene. And Johnny Langendorf pursued Kelly by car in a chase that topped 95 miles per hour.
Those two guys that came on the scene likely saved the lives of the rest of the people in that church who were injured and the ones that had not been shot. I'm grateful that they stepped in because it took first responders longer to get there. So it's always good when you have somebody willing to take that risk and step up and save lives.
Paxton offered this advice to Christians.
I think churches need to have policies and at least go through the thought process of how they're going to deal with this if this happens in their church, and to be prepared to have either paid security, law enforcement, or they need to figure out a way to get some of their congregation involved in being prepared if something like this happens at their church.
Paxton does not believe that more gun control laws will be the answer.
I don't think this guy was going to read a sign that said no guns in churches and throw his gun down. I think that's very unlikely and kind of a naive approach. Given that this guy was willing to ignore laws that say you can't murder someone, that he very likely is not going to follow a sign ordinance or a gun ordinance that says he can't have a gun. So I think the more realistic and less naive approach is to allow law-abiding citizens to be prepared to defend themselves if somebody like that walks into their church and starts shooting.
In light of his Christian faith, Paxton offered this thought.
Obviously, this is a horrible tragedy. A lot of times it's hard to see any kind of good in this, but as people of faith, we know that God works for good to those who love him. As difficult as this is, and as senseless as it appears, in the end, ultimately our trust is in God. And even though we can't understand why this would be allowed to happen, we know that God has a plan, and we have to trust him.
The comments of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton remind me of the well-known verse from Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. When hideous events occur like the one on Sunday morning during the sacred time of worship, just 39.2 miles from my front door, all we can do is trust in the Lord. Maybe it's time we pulled that verse off the dusty shelf and examined it closely in light of what appears to be our new normal as Americans. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.